One day an atheist was walking in the woods and enjoying the beautiful scenery. Suddenly a huge grizzly bear came charging towards him. He ran, however he tripped, and the bear was on top of him with his right paw raised, ready to strike. The man cried out, "Oh my God!" Everything froze. And a voice said, "You have denied me all these years and claimed that I do not exist. You expect me to help you now? Count you as a believer?" The man said, "I suppose that would be hypocritical to treat me as a Christian, but maybe you could make the bear a Christian." "Very well," the voice said. The bear dropped his right paw, brought both paws together and said, "Lord, bless this food which I am about to eat through thy bounty. Amen." This guy was afraid. And in each of today's readings, we hear of three other guys who were afraid: Isaiah, Paul, and Peter. They were afraid because God was calling them, and each of them felt unqualified, unworthy of the calling. And each said, and Isaiah said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips." Paul states, "I am not fit to be an apostle because I have persecuted the church of God." And Peter says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." To each man, Jesus says, in essence, "Cool it. I have called you and I will be with you." Isaiah's lips were touched and he says, "My wickedness was removed and my sin purged." Paul says, "As to one born abnormally, he appeared to me, and so I preach and believe." And to Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching women and men." Jesus refused to agree that these men were unworthy. He was more than they could have ever imagined, yet he wanted them to join him. He did not deny their weakness, but assured them that they had no idea what they could accomplish if they let him lead the way. Because he led them so much, his offer was irresistible. And so, recalling what I mentioned a few weeks ago, that Luke has a theme of discipleship in his gospel, we are called, like Paul and Peter and Isaiah, to witness to Jesus in our lives. We too may say, like them, we have flaws and weaknesses. We are unworthy. However, maybe, just maybe, these flaws might be one way of God speaking to us. He is saying, "Let me make this perfectly clear. I am calling you, not the other way around. You're not calling me, I am calling you." So how do we respond? Do we answer the call and believe if we do, God will be with us? This call was initially made for us at our baptism by our parents, and then reaffirmed by many of us at our confirmation. God calls and says, "I will provide you with more than enough." Like Peter, we need to realize the power and love God has for us, and that God will provide for us. God will give us the things we need, and they will come as a gift. If we open ourselves to the call, we need to be ready for God to change us. He will come into our homes, our workplaces, our very selves, to transform us and bring us into his mission. If we accept this call, where do we go with it? Maybe the poet Dylan Thomas' words can give us a starting point. He wrote, "Do not go gentle into that dark night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light." We can no longer be part of the silent majority. We are called to rage against the darkness in our world. And you know as well as I what those dark places are. the plight of immigrants, the disparity of wealth. Some of you may have read recently, there was something in the paper that said that 26 people in the world have more wealth than 3.8 billion of the world's population, more than half of the world's population. And many commentators have said that this is really what's threatening our democracy more than anything else, is the fact that so much wealth is in so few people, and they're the ones that are making all the decisions. And then there's race issues, treatment of LGBTQ people, engagement in wars, sexual issues in our church, and the list goes on and on. Our mission, which is Jesus' mission, is to bring light to our world, to bring the light of compassion, empathy, forgiveness, understanding, and love to the dark places. This is the mission we are given. I may be one of a diminishing group of people that reads the newspaper most every day, the print version. I read the funnies, and one of my favorite is For Better For Worse, the story of a married couple. Recently, a woman in this comic was listening to a friend of hers whose husband was having an affair. One day during all of this, the woman was reflecting on why people were not content with what they had. Why do they always want more? She pondered why, when we have enough, why do we need still to have the biggest, the best, the loudest, the fastest, the most exciting? Why do people throw away the perfectly good for the sake of something new? As she thought, if money isn't the root of all evil, maybe insecurity is. So building on that a little bit, I wonder, do we fear answering God's call because we feel insecure? Can we set aside those fears and know that God will be with us? Can we say together, "Here I am, Lord, send me."